Hello, audio drama files. This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. Making mealtime easy, affordable, delicious, and getting fresh, high-quality ingredients delivered straight to your door is possible. Not only is it possible, but you can do it in a sustainable and affordable way with Blue Apron. What's more is you can help support us at Fireside Mystery Theater when you go to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping. You go to blueapron.com/fireside. They've got a variety of new recipes every week. This week, they've got West African peanut chicken with kale and lime rice, as well as cauliflower steaks with curried bok choy and black rice. Yeah, I'm drooling. Go to blueapron.com/fireside to check it out. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. The following was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, November 27th, 2016.
And now this word from one of our sponsors.
BlueApron.com presents The Adventures of Old Guy.
Hello, miss.
Oh, hello, old guy.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
I'm Annabelle. Remember me, old guy? I'm Annabelle.
Yes. Clarabelle. Hey, sweetie, could you happen to have a moment to help an old guy out?
Sure, old guy. What can I do you for?
Well, by golly, I think if I go in that there super grocery market across the way and carry out all them grocery bags by myself, by gum, I think I'll be plain winning. Whew! Oh, I almost passed out just trying to say that to you.
Old guy, have you ever considered using blueapron.com?
.com?
Yeah. Like the internet? You use the internet, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah. It just so happens I opened up my first email account using that American Online. AOL, I think they call that thing.
Great. That's a start.
So blueapron.com, they take American Online?
Look, old guy, let me help you. We'll use my laptop. Just go on the internet and type
www.
Oh, okay, I got that. You go to blueapron.com, and it's super easy. You just sign up, you explore a range of dishes customized to your taste, and all from the comfort of your own home. No need to go to the supermarket.
You don't say.
And Blue Apron then sends you the ingredients, which are super fresh, by the way.
To my home?
To your home, old guy. And please, try to believe me when I tell you this. The shipping is always free.
Balderdash! How could that be?
It is! And then when you get the ingredients, Blue Apron also provides the recipes, so preparation and cooking is a snap.
Great Skittles! What do they think of next?
Look, I don't want to give you palpitations, but this next part might blow your mind. If we order now using the special promo code, we get... Are you ready for this?
If we use the special promo code? Yes.
We automatically get a discount on our order. Are you all right, old guy? Old guy, speak to me.
Well, I'm okay again. Fully recovered. So I get a discount off if I use the promo code at www.blueapron.com.
You heard correctly. Fireside Mystery Theater listeners, it's easy for anyone to enjoy the delicious and convenient cuisine of Blue Apron. So why not get started today? Life is better with Blue Apron.
Biblical figures Cain and Abel, to Romulus and Remus, the mythical founders of Rome, to the cunning depravity of Lucrezia and Cesare Borgia, to the creepy whimsy of Hansel and Gretel, it is the family tree that yields the sweetest fruits and nectars required for dramatic conflict. The following original radio play by Rebecca Graves, The Devil You Know, gathers two apples that, it turns out, didn't fall too far from the same tree.
Welcome Welcome to tonight's edition of I Spy with CTV, your source for celebrity news. I'm Natalia Newton. One of I Spy's favorite socialites, Jordan Jacobs, was out in the town last night, arm in arm with her hubby-to-be, for today at least, Garrett Irons. The heiress to the CortiQuest pharmaceutical fortune seemed right at home in her role as philanthropic and demure wife-in-training at the Physicians Without Fences annual gala. The couple was the life of the party at the Lancet table. Jordan's twin brother and eternally eligible bachelor, Ethan Jacobs, was also in attendance, heading up the CortiQuest table. Neither Jordan nor Ethan came within 20 feet of each other at the event, proving even that having a charity interest in common isn't enough to bridge the decade-long rift between brother and sister. I'm Natalia Newton with CTV. I'll be seeing you again tomorrow night.
Jordan, darling, you look wonderful.
Thanks, Mom. So do you. How's Dad doing? I was planning on visiting him this evening.
Well, that's exactly why I asked you to lunch. Have you given any more thought to what I proposed?
Mom, can I get a glass of wine before you bombard me? You know I have your interest in mind, but this hardly seems the time to discuss it. It's insensitive to Dad.
My interests. You should be concerned about your interests and your career. It's not too late, you know. You know your father isn't in good health. Did I tell you he started losing his vision on top of everything else? The doctor says it's likely diabetic retinopathy.
Oh, God, that's awful. Poor Daddy.
Well, we need to figure all this out sooner rather than later. I don't know how much time we have.
I'm in the middle of planning a wedding. A wedding I'm hoping my father will be able to attend, God willing. Talking about his affairs as if he's already gone is not something I'm interested in.
How is Garrett, by the way? The maid showed me a picture of you two at a charity thing. You two look so nice together. I do hope this one sticks.
Thanks for that. He's fine. A saint for putting up with me and the constant gossip coverage. Worried about me worrying about Dad.
Jordan, that's why I need you to focus. This is your father's fourth time in the hospital this year. I love him so much, but I don't agree with how he's laid out the will. Which is why now is precisely the time to settle it once and for all. I don't want you to have anything to worry about during what should be a special time in your life.
Mom, please. I'm not worried about money. And really, I'm surprised you are. Also, I think you're forgetting the will is the least of it. There's an entire executive board that will make sure Dad's wishes are followed to the T. Besides, he's been grooming Ethan to become CEO for almost a decade now. He's been running the company for the past year and a half without Dad's supervision.
Ethan can be CEO. I don't care about that. But the trust, it needs to go to you. It's small compared to the other assets laid out, but it's enough.
Why don't you talk to Ethan about this? He's not unreasonable.
Who are you to say Ethan isn't unreasonable? You have no idea how he is. You two haven't uttered a word to each other in I don't know how long.
And he has his reasons. But I had no idea he would hold such a grudge for all these years. I'm hoping we can reconcile before the wedding.
Well, that certainly would help matters, I think. Oh, who knows? Are you going to help me with getting control of the trust or not?
Didn't Dad consult you about his will?
Of course he did. When it came to our personal assets, you know he never discusses CortiQuest business with me. I only know about the trust because our attorney accidentally sent me the entire will to review, instead of just the pieces that apply to our family.
What are the plans for it? What has you so worried about this trust?
I'm worried because it should be used to build a new wing at the Museum of Art. It would be named after your father, and wouldn't that be a lovely memorial to him?
Seriously, I bet Daddy would write you a check right now for that. You know he supports your work in the arts and is so proud of you for being on the board at the museum.
You were right earlier. Let's talk about your wedding instead of all this business. Have you chosen your bridesmaids yet? Where is that damn waiter? I haven't seen him since you got here.
Are you awake? I brought Garrett with me to visit you.
I'm here too, Isaac.
Oh, how nice. Come in. Turn off the TV. Someone turned the channel to FBN, and it's boring me to tears. The stories loop every hour.
You look great, Mr. Jacobs.
Ethan, is that you? You came with your sister. How wonderful.
Isaac, no. This is Garrett. You know, Jordan's fiancé. They're getting married.
It's good to see you, sir. I know they're taking good care of you here.
I'm so sorry. I can hardly see anything these days, but you do really sound like my son. Doesn't he, Jordan?
Dad, I haven't spoke to Ethan in quite a while, so I'm not really the one to ask.
Still, I thought you two should have worked that out by now. Doesn't he sound like Ethan, Rita?
Maybe a little. Perhaps it's in the inflection.
How are you, Daddy?
Oh, I'm fine. Your brother comes to see me in the mornings to go over CorderQuest business and pretends like he needs my advice. I like seeing him, so to speak. So I go along with it.
I bet you miss going into the office, huh?
No, I did at first, but now I feel so lousy. That's pretty much all I can think about. How's that for irony? The CEO of a pharmaceutical company laid up in the hospital feeling the same aches and pains as a bum off the street. It's humbling, I tell you.
Has anyone else from the board been by to see you? How about Raquel? Gosh, I haven't seen her since the company holiday party last year.
Raquel Solomon?
Yeah, you remember her, don't you, Jordy? She comes to see me every now and then with Ethan.
How's her husband doing? What's his name? Connor?
Carter.
That's right. I don't know. He mostly talks business with me. I prefer it that way.
Hey, babe. We have to get going if we don't want to be late, you know?
I can't get over how much you sound like Ethan. Maybe my hearing's going, too. That would figure. You kids, you go on. You don't need to spend your Friday night in a hospital room with a dying man.
Daddy, don't say that. You're not dying.
We're all dying, sweetheart. I'm just going to beat you there. You go on now. You come see me soon, though.
I will, I promise. Glad you're in good spirits, at least.
You go too, Rita. I'll be here tomorrow.
You sure? I can stay longer.
I know. But what will the maids do while you're gone? Somebody needs to entertain them.
Daddy, you're awful.
Good night, Mr. Jacobs. We'll be back soon.
Good night, dear. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good morning, and welcome to FBN. I'm Franklin Whiteside. It's only 7 a.m., but it's already been a rough morning for big pharma company CorderQuest. Reports of a large chemical fire in their Shanghai production facility came across the wire around 3 a.m. here on the East Coast. This news comes on the heels of CorderQuest CEO Isaac Jacobs' recent hospitalization. By our accounts, this is his fourth time being admitted this year. His executive board declined to comment at length on the situation, stating that it's too early to assess the damage. No doubt, CorderQuest heir and CEO in training, Ethan Jacobs, will be taking the reins to evaluate what exactly the company is dealing with and how to move forward. Meanwhile, shareholders can anticipate a drop in stock value when the markets open at 9:30. This is Franklin Whiteside with FBN, your network for financial and business news.
Hey, Dad, it's me.
What time is it?
It's early. There's been some sort of explosion at the Shanghai plant. We don't know how bad it is yet, but it's not a good situation.
Well, get over there. Take the jet.
That's where I'm heading now. I just wanted to stop on my way to Teterboro to let you know what was going on before you hear it on the news. I'll take care of it.
I know you will, son. Who's going with you?
Raquel's meeting me at the airport.
Good. It's important that she's on the ground with you there.
Okay, Dad. I better get going. See you when I get back.
Sure. Now you go take care of business.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
What are you doing back here? I thought you left half an hour ago for China.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But I realized I forgot to do something when I was here.
Well, spit it out, boy. I may not be on this earth much longer, and I'll be damned if I can leave it listening to the sounds of my company literally burning to the ground.
Sorry. What I forgot was to have you sign over the power of attorney to Jordan instead of me.
Why the hell would I do that? Are you two finally speaking again?
No, not really. It's just, I'm gonna be in China, and I don't know how long I'll be there, and, you know, it's a long flight. You can never guarantee your safety on long flights like that.
Son, are you okay? Something seems different about you. You shouldn't worry about your old man. I'll be fine. You go do what you need to do, and I'll be waiting here to give you a big pat on the back when you return.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you think it would be the right thing to do to give Jordan temporary power of attorney just while I'm gone? It would make me feel better. I have the papers right here, and I can have my assistant pick them up and curry them over to the attorney.
Fine. Give me the damn papers. The sooner you get over there, the better. This is a bunch of malarkey.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, are you going to just stand there, or are you going to help me do this? I can hardly see. Remember? Help place my pen where I need to sign.
Okay. Just let me... Okay. There.
Anywhere else?
Yeah. One more.
Did you put on some sort of cologne? You smell. You don't smell like you usually smell.
No. It must be from the driver. Must have drenched himself in it this morning.
Should I sign?
Yeah. Right here.
Okay, happy now? Please, go. You'll do great.
Thanks, Dad. I love you.
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing. I'll see you when I get back. Bye.
Do you have the papers? Did he sign them?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how Jordan will react when she finds out.
She won't find out. You did well. Jordan picked a keeper for once. You've proven very useful.
And our deal?
I'll have the private investigator destroy your file.
And the prenup?
I'll have our attorney loosen it up a bit. I'm proud of Jordan for getting the ball rolling on that, I must say. She's usually too romantic for that sort of thing. She's never gotten this far with anyone. She may be finally growing up after all these years.
What will you do with it? The money. I get the impression that it's not for the museum.
You're a smart one, too. It's none of your business. You got what you wanted. It's for the good of my family, and that's all that should matter to you.
Good morning, and welcome to FBN. I'm Franklin Whiteside. Big pharma company CortiQuest has had a very bad week, and it's only Wednesday. CortiQuest CEO Isaac Jacobs passed away early this morning. The cause of death has not yet been released, but he has been in and out of the hospital in recent months. This news comes on the heels of the explosion reported yesterday, which has completely devastated the company's main production plant in Shanghai. The company's stock dropped 10 points yesterday, and there's no sign of improvement with the role of CEO up in the air. It's rumored that Ethan Jacobs, son of Isaac Jacobs, will be taking over the role of CEO, but he is currently on the ground in China attempting to mitigate CortiQuest losses and put together a crisis management team. He's expected to return to the U.S. later this week for his late father's services. The company's board of directors will put his official CEO appointment to a vote in the near future. In more CortiQuest news, CFO Raquel Solomon submitted her resignation after being with the company for more than 15 years. She was in Shanghai to help monitor the situation, but we've had reports that she's on her way back to the States as we speak. No specific reason was cited for her departure from the company, and no announcement has been made for what may be next for Solomon. This is Franklin Whiteside with FBN, your network for financial and business news.
I swear, I didn't know.
Really? You weren't the one who tipped him off?
I would never do that. You know I didn't approve, but I would never do that to you. I know we haven't spoken in a long time, but it's more important than ever that we lean on each other. Our father has died.
That's right. And if you were here, he would tell me to suck it up and run the company he built. How am I supposed to do that without a CFO?
That's all you're worried about? Raquel is CFO? What about Raquel as whatever you two were?
I swear to God, you better not bring that up.
Ethan, it was sick. She's 12 years older than you. You were 17.
Is your problem with the age difference or that she stayed married to Carter? I bet that would have been very convenient for you. The problem is he never fell for that ditzy socialite act you put on.
My problem is she preyed on you. Nothing ever happened between Carter and me, and I'm happy that it didn't.
Oh, really? You weren't happy about it 10 years ago. You told me you never wanted to speak to me again. And if you hadn't underhandedly meddled with my business, with Dad's business, you would have gotten your wish. But I'm here, and you're telling me how you did it.
Oh, Ethan, she's married. She was then, and she is now. Why you have stuck by her side for all these years? I don't know what to say.
Well, it seems like you found the words to tell our mother all about it. The part I don't understand is how you came to be Dad's power of attorney. I saw him the day before he died on my way to the airport. He was with it. How'd you do it? Tell him a sob story? Tell him you were in debt up to your eyeballs, funding your extravagant lifestyle you do nothing to support? I've never understood that. You have an MBA. Why don't you use it?
That's not fair. And I told you, I don't know how all of this happened. Mom told me she was trying to get that trust for a wing at the museum. Believe me, I thought it was fishy when she first brought it up. Why would she need a trust for that? She has plenty of money. I tried to figure out what was going on, but you know how she is. I swear I never told a soul about you and Raquel.
Doesn't matter now. You were obviously right. At least about some of it. Because now she's been paid off and she won't take my calls. I don't even think she's been staying at her apartment. I've gone by several times and no one answers at the door.
How much money was it?
Mom didn't tell you. A lot. Enough to quit your job and change your identity. Enough to secure CortaQuest from financial ruin during a catastrophe like the one we're right in the middle of now. Are you gonna get that?
Sorry, I forgot I gave my maid the day off.
Darling, I can't possibly get through your father's services. It's too much. He would hate all of it.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, Ethan. What a pleasant surprise. It's so good to see you and your sister together during this awful time.
How did you do it, Mom?
Do what, dear?
You gave Raquel the trust, didn't you?
Oh, darling, we can worry about paperwork after all this unpleasantness is over. Let's take this time to comfort each other.
Mom, cut the crap. Never mind how, why?
Why? You got sloppy, Ethan. You thought you were sneaking around, but you got comfortable.
How did you find out?
I had to hear it from Raquel's husband. You know, her husband, Carter. He came to me after some business trip you took with Raquel. A friend of his was staying at the same resort and thought it best he knew what his wife was up to.
But why give her the trust?
I gave him the trust. Smart cookie. He blackmailed me. Said if I didn't give him money and a lot of it, he would ruin this family.
I wouldn't be the first man to fall in love with an older woman.
Oh, if only that was all of it. Ethan, stockholders do not like liars and cheaters. They won't trust you with their money. You've been having an affair with a married woman for 10 years. The CFO of your father's company. I made a deal. They get the money, and they get out of our lives. The company can weather this damage in Shanghai, but a scandal like this would bring it to the ground. I wasn't going to dishonor your father's memory by letting that happen.
But why would you have power of attorney granted to me? Why not you?
You're the third largest shareholder in the company. Well, second now.
What? But I didn't...
That's right. In order for this family to keep the controlling shares of the company, your father safeguarded stock not only for Ethan, but for you as well. It wasn't necessary for you to know. Once we had those papers signed by your father, I had the attorneys take care of the rest. Really, Ethan, you should look into getting better legal counsel. They hardly asked any questions since it's such a delicate time with our family.
And Daddy agreed to this?
Well, not quite. You may want to get the rest of the story from your fiancé. Garrett was very useful to me and to this family. But Jordan, dear, he is not fit to be your husband. Men who have secrets are too easily coerced.
What am I supposed to do about CortiQuest? What about the people who have lost their jobs? How am I supposed to rebuild the factory? We're hemorrhaging money.
You're the CEO now, dear. You can figure it out.
Welcome to tonight's edition of I Spy with CTV, your source for celebrity news. I'm Natalia Newton. Just last week, we were fawning over Jordan Jacobs' new fiancé, Garrett Irons, but this week, it's Splitsville. The CortiQuest heiress has turned a new leaf. She dumped the hunk and has joined the army of working stiffs. You heard that right. iSpy sources have reported that Jordan has been seen going into CortiQuest's Midtown offices every day this week. Perhaps our party girl has turned in her dancing shoes for a sensible pump. iSpy will be on the lookout for more updates and who the next lucky Mr. Jordan Jacobs will be. I'm Natalia Newton with CTV. I'll be seeing you again tomorrow night.
Good morning, and welcome to FBN. I'm Franklin Whiteside. It's been a year since pharmaceutical company CortiQuest lost its main production facility. That same week, its founder and CEO Isaac Jacobs passed away, and CFO Raquel Solomon resigned. Ethan Jacobs, Isaac Jacobs' son and current CEO of CortiQuest, announced late yesterday afternoon that his twin sister, Jordan Jacobs, will be taking over the CFO post. The reformed socialite has helped the business stay afloat this year after acting as interim CFO, and has also expanded CortiQuest's reach in the nonprofit sector, partnering with Physicians Without Fences to bring healthcare to underserved areas. Ethan and Jordan Jacobs are the first twins to run a company of this size, and their stockholders are cheering them on. CortiQuest opened with a 15-point boost this morning and is consistently rising as we approach noon. This is Franklin Whiteside with FBN, your network for financial and business news.
Tonight. was worrying that you won't last to say, oh babe, let's play. Say it's the Christian, there's so much in life. Don't you give it up before your time is due.
That concludes our program. Jordan Jacobs was played by Mary Murphy. Isaac Jacobs was played by Michael Pate. Natalia Newton was played by Annabelle Rollison. Franklin Whiteside was played by James Reeser. And the parts of Ethan Jacobs and Garrett Irons were both played by Eric Davey Gislason. I played the part of Rita Jacobs. The Devil You Know was written by Rebecca Graves and directed by Annabelle Rollison. The musical performance, Sister Christian, by Kelly Keegi and Night Ranger, was arranged and performed by Martina Da Silva, with accompaniment by John Gary. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Help us out by taking a moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. And if you're in the New York City area, come join us for our next show we call Snowbound in Sunken Harbor. Our live taping will be at the Slipper Room on Sunday, January 29th. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Helena and Adriana, noblewomen of the House of Novak, protect a sinister family secret. Tune into next week's episode, Blood Sisters. And don't forget, my friends, you can create delicious, convenient, and incredible home-cooked meals with our sponsor, Blue Apron. Don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/fireside to get your first 3 meals for free. This is Ali Silva. Go on and turn the lights down low, but not so much that you can't mind the shadows.